I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Hey, there we go. Magic hat time. Haven't done the magic hat in 2 weeks. We were off last Thursday.
Yes, celebrating Juneteenth.
Celebrated it well. We'll get back into the Blazer draft.
We're still absorbing.
We had a listener that tweeted us, this came to mind when that pick dropped, and it's the clip of Trump, who I think 2 days ago on live TV just said they don't know what the F they're doing. And one of our listeners, Ginger Fit Dad, joke's going to be on you when he becomes a dominant center in this league.
Gotta love that. Immediately support the pick.
I contemplated opening up phone lines this morning. I'm like, should we be doing that?
I mean, you
I'd
know,
be okay.
If we had another set of hands back there to answer phone calls, I'd be all for it.
All right, what's the magic hat giving us?
What's with that voodoo?
Can anybody explain to me what the Pelicans did last night?
No.
Derek Queen, somebody asked me what I thought Derek Queen was going to be, like top end. What's your best guess? And I said, well, Julius Randle.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel when I watch
kind
him.
Kind of a tweener. He's not quite a full center. Yeah. He's a more power forward.
You get a bucket.
You need a center probably alongside him in order to be effective. But of all the markets that he could have gone to for a guy that you kind of went into the draft saying, I'm not quite sure that's going to work out, New Orleans would have been at the bottom of the list.
I just don't know what Joe Dumars is doing.
That guy's got to go to Salt Lake City. He's got to go, like, send him somewhere where you know there's going to be no distractions. Going to New Orleans is dangerous.
He traded an unprotected first-round pick for next year's draft.
Yeah. And New Orleans is going to suck next year. I don't feel confident in saying a lot of things. One thing I feel confident in saying is that Zion will probably play 17 games, and that team's going to blow, and that's going to be that is going to age terribly.
It's insane that he
did
that.
One of the worst moves, yes.
Yeah,
I got nothing else. It was terrible.
All right.
The NBA needs to take over that organization again.
The NBA needs to move the team.
We're at that point. Like, yeah. Enough is enough.
That team should
send
be
them
in
to Kansas CIA. City.
Kansas, yeah, yes. I'd be okay with that.
There you go. Boom. Problem solved.
Dirt complement the dump.
Oh.
Ooh.
The dump, huh? I do like going to the dump.
You, from time to time on this program.
Yep.
You really take advantage of every opportunity to crap all over the Seattle Mariners.
I do, yeah. I quite enjoy it.
We didn't carve out any time yesterday.
No, we did not.
I do think Cal Raleigh, my God, Cal Raleigh and what he has done
in this first half, run, man.
The big dumper has been unbelievable.
He is having one of the best first halves we have ever seen from a catcher. You could argue it's already been the best first half we've ever seen from a catcher.
Yeah, when your name's up there with Johnny Bench and Mike Piazza.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got a legitimate chance to win the MVP if the pace continues.
He better be in the home run derby.
He's doing it from both sides of the plate. He's doing it in a harder ballpark to hit than a lot of other guys are hitting, and I love the shot that he took at Aaron Judge. I hate how guys have to almost politic for themselves to win the MVP.
Oh, he had a shot at Aaron Judge.
He did the other day. Somebody asked him about the MVP race, and he was like, yeah, I belong, I'm paraphrasing, but it was basically, yeah, I belong in it. It's a little bit harder to hit in, you know, Safeco than it is in the Bronx when you're playing in a softball field.
Not wrong.
He ain't wrong. Not a lot of guys hit well at Safeco. So I got no beef with Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh has got one of the best nicknames in all of sports. He's having one of the best first halves we've ever seen. And part of me at this point is kind of rooting for it to happen.
Yeah.
Him having like 40 bombs at the break, as unlikely as it appears. How many games have we got left now?
I think they have 13 or 14.
Yeah. I know they lost last night. He didn't have when they played a day game today. He's got a few games here. He needs seven more to tie the record, so that would be a pretty incredible stretch. But even just being in sniffing distance of it would be wild.
So I want to ask
you. And Griffey
you,
has the Mariner record, I believe, with 35. I think we went over that the other
35
day.
35 or 36.
I think it was 35 or 36. Him setting the Mariner record would be wild, too.
Schultze on our show last year basically said he thought Cal Raleigh was the best catcher in baseball. And we kind of laughed at his face on the air and said, Adley? And then, you know, he ended up getting a little bit of grief, and he walked it back a little bit.
How about that pushback from us? That aged terribly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sadly, going back to Double A.
I want to ask.
Well, he's injured. He got put on the injured list.
He's having a horrible season.
Yes, we know.
I want to ask you guys, how shocked you think that franchise is up north? Because when this whole kind of new version of them started, 2 years ago, everything was Julio, yeah. Griffey, Julio.
Get your Julios.
Cal Raleigh's their best player.
Yes.
And I wonder internally
the only thing
if
you worry
stunned.
About. Yeah, the only thing you worry about with a catcher is does catching, and he catches almost every day.
He can DH.
He
if,
can.
If something happens,
and we'll
he can
see
DH.
If they start using him more in that role just to keep his energy up as the season goes on.
That's a tough part with him too. He's a good defensive catcher, so it's not like he's a minus
they want
behind
him
the plate.
Catching,
they want him
yes.
there because it's a plus and it helps the team. He's a very good
but
defensive
it,
catcher.
I mean, can he do 140 games catching and keep that level of productivity?
He won a Gold Glove last year? I know he's good. I didn't know. I can't remember who won the Gold Gloves.
Let me see who the...
They always have those announcements at the worst possible time.
Yeah, it happens in the middle of the offseason when you're not paying any attention to baseball, and then you totally forget, unless it's a guy on your team that wins it.
Right.
Let me see if he won the Gold Glove. He did win the Gold Glove. He was the Gold Glove catcher in 2024.
That's unbelievable.
Yes. He was 12th in MVP voting. He is three home runs away from a career high.
and
his career high
out.
Last year. The last 2 years, he's gone over 30. 34 last year, 30 the year before that. He's already had 32 home runs.
He's a great story, man.
The other part of it, I think, that makes it even more impressive, the criticism of him before was he was a great defensive catcher. He could hit some long balls. You knew that. He had power from both sides of the plate. His average was horrendous. Like 2 years ago, he had 230. Last year, I think he had 220. First full year in the bigs, I think he had 211. This year, it's far more. I mean, he's flirting with 280 right now, I believe, as a hitter, and that's a massive, massive improvement for him.
So there's some flowers for Cal Raleigh as he looks to at least tie the Mariner first half home run record, but still got his sights set on Barry Bonds. I don't know if he'll get there. That's a lot of home runs, but he was on fire for a while there.
He hits them in bunches, so if he gets one more, you're like, who knows where he'll end up.
We've got more magic in the old hat. We'll get to the Blazers at the top of the hour. Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more Magic Hat.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back into the old Magic Hat, devising another poll question. If the Blazers ran a lineup of Young, Klingon, Ayton, Rob Will, and Dwap for 3 minutes, would it be a plus or a minus run?
I'm going to lean minus there, Bob. I'm going to lean minus. Although scoring in the paint would be incredibly challenging against them.
Okay. Out of the Magic Hat, 12 more?
12 more. Yeah, I don't understand what the NHL is doing wanting 84 games. That sounds like the dumbest idea. Can you guys walk me through that?
Makes more a larger percentage of their revenue comes from the gate than
Gates are debatably the most expensive.
Yes.
They play, I think they'll take it out of pregame. They did this back in the early 90s for 3 seasons.
They had 84 games in the 90s?
Like 92 to 94 somewhere back in
that's
there.
That's why I don't remember it.
I think they're just deciding. They go through their training camps. They develop everything, but let's not do 5 or 6 preseason games. We only need 3, so let's have 2 more. And
yeah, because I'd imagine if you had 2 regular season games, one of them's going to be at home, one of them's going to be on the road. So you're looking at adding, what's the average gate for one home game for a team? It's not that big of a deal. You will be making a little bit more money, but I think both the NBA and the NHL deal with the problem that the regular seasons are far too long.
Baseball, hockey, and basketball.
Baseball in there too. I think the NBA is going through that right now with all the guys that got injured and looking at like, why does the postseason take 4 months to get through? This is way too overextended. If anything, I went less. I saw this. It wasn't that big of a deal to me because it's two regular season games. You're going from 82 to 84. So it's not that big of a deal, but I don't see really the need for it.
Yeah.
And I'm not clamoring for another. I need two more regular season games in the NHL. Well, usually by the time you get to the last 2-3 weeks in the season, you kind of know what the playoff picture looks like. And there's some seating on the line, but I'm not glued into it night in and night out.
It's weird the hat wrote 12 there when it meant to write 2. I don't know what's going on with the hat today.
Do you think they played 72 regular? They should play 72 regular season games.
No, that was just a mistype. I'm doing poll questions this morning.
It's okay. It's
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's not that big of a move. It's one more home game.
That's what I didn't understand. I'm just like, what's the point then? Can't be that make or break for your life.
I don't know if there's some TV stuff that they need to give more inventory. I have no idea. Have no idea.
What's the next magic hat?
DG 1234.
Yes. We got an NFL story in the first hour. I didn't think we'd get it.
An NFL first hour story.
Dylan Gabriel.
Oh.
What will Dylan Gabriel be week one on the quarterback depth chart? I tend to think they're not going to have four, but there are four right now.
Yeah, you got
to
cut Kenny Pickett probably, I'd imagine.
I mean,
tiny hands.
There's like a late round pick that's getting multiple speeding tickets. And
who? What? No.
Seems to be a lot about himself.
That didn't happen. The owner's not coming in and mandating you draft that guy for you to cut him in training camp. There's
no I tend to agree with that.
You're
going to
make money selling that jersey, the attention on the franchise. That's exactly what Cleveland's looking for.
Where will Gabriel be?
I would guess second string probably.
So Flacco won?
I think Flacco will be the starter right out of the gate.
Yeah, Pickett should be gone unless something weird happens.
Is there a reason we're starting Joe Flacco? Outside of just like he's played a long time.
Took a team to the playoffs a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
It was like 2 years ago. He was in the playoffs 2 years ago.
I watched him on the, Colts last year, right?
I believe so. Yeah, sounds right.
He had some really bad moments on
that
Colts
team. I mean, he sucked that year, too. The year that they went to the playoffs, he sucked, too.
His defense largely did a lot of the
heavy
lifting.
They had a good defense.
His numbers ended up being as impressive as people acted like they were.
And then they got absolutely smoked in the playoff game.
On the road, yeah.
That year in Cleveland.
Brutal.
He started 5 games. He had 13 touchdowns and 8 picks.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't. Like, people acted like it was just unreal.
In 5 games.
So if I'm Cleveland and I took Gabriel at 3 or the 3rd round, like.
I think you're just trying to take pressure off the rookies at that point.
I don't view Shador or Dylan Gabriel as guys that should probably start right away.
Okay.
Like, I just, you know, yeah, although with Gabriel, he's played a lot of football. I don't even know
he's
this.
He's played a lot of football.
He's 37 years old.
Let's just not put more pressure than there already
is. I really want to see it, man. I can't wait for the preseason to see him.
Yeah.
All the rookie quarterbacks, to be honest with you.
But I just want to see what he looks like on that field.
I'm going to go out on a limb, tell you.
Tiny. I know, but I want to see it.
Tiny guy.
I still want to see it.
I've been close to Dylan Gabriel. I'm like, how'd you do it, bro?
I was going to go to Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, dude, I would have dominated the dojo if you taught me your magic sauce.
The pick that made you say, damn!
Yeah, what was the pick in the draft?
Hanson Yang.
Okay, your team.
Hanson Yang.
Not your team.
Chinese Jokic, 16th overall.
Yegor, huh?
Yegor.
How about the Nets? Couldn't have been more wrong on the Nets yesterday. Said, watch the Nets. They got 5. No team's ever used 5. They used all 5.
They did use all 5 picks.
And they have a real clear, we're going international. Those guys play the best basketball, so we're just going to go into that route. Yegor's a good one, but I kind of understand it. It was Carter Bryant falling to the Spurs, and I went, of course.
Yeah.
I already think the world of Dylan Harper. Obviously, they've got Wemby.
And they're going to know how to develop him. They're going to know how to utilize him. They're going to know how to put him in situations early where he can be successful. There's not too much pressure on him. And then they'll grow the other elements of his game as the season goes on. And by the end of the season, he'll probably be in a position where he can play 20 to 25 minutes with the second unit. And
they didn't have to give up anything because they didn't get KD.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
That's a team that's kind of similar to what we just saw in the playoffs. Just like long, lengthy, athletic guys everywhere.
Yeah, I would say, that's probably the number one answer outside of what we did at 16.
Miami got Jakachonis. He was supposed to be a top 10 pick.
Those were the guys. I would say some of the guys, like Asa Newell falling all the way to 23, that was a little surprising to me. Jakachonis falling all the way to 20 when everybody had him mocked in the 11 to 14 range and maybe a little bit higher.
Newell can't shoot.
That was surprising.
That was my one thing of like, why is he so high for people?
Yeah, I get it.
I watched him a couple times.
Body.
I wasn't that impressed, but maybe he'll be really good.
That's the hard part with the offensive game, right? Like, even if you're talking about drafting Carter Bryant wasn't a great offensive force last year. He wasn't a terrible shooter, yeah. but wasn't like he's got a deep bag on the offensive end.
Let me ask you one quick question, and then you can give me one final magic hat. What is the number in the draft where you're okay saying, like, yeah, swing away? Is it 16? Like, is there a way the Blazers covered themselves by saying, you know, at this point, it's all a swing?
Well, the tough part with that is that they will look back on this because they had the 11th overall pick. And every time I go into a draft as a fan, I think to myself, please don't let this become one of those drafts. The, you know, remember when we had the 3rd overall pick and we traded back because we didn't need a point guard because we had Sebastian Telfair and we passed on taking Deron Williams and Chris Paul and instead took Martell Webster?
Yeah.
And that's something you remember for the rest of your life as a fan of, like, oh, yeah, that ended up aging great. Or remember when we had the 7th overall pick and we took Shaedon Sharpe instead of Jalen Williams, who just won a title and had a 40-burger in the NBA Finals? Or remember when we had the 3rd overall pick and we took Scoot Henderson instead of Amen Thompson, who the Houston Rockets are now building around? I just hope it doesn't turn into one of those drafts. And so when you have the 11th overall pick, I don't think I view it as a normal swing away situation. You had to pick 5 spots higher. You traded down in the draft, which is I was okay with. I just didn't think you were going to take Chinese Jokic 16th overall.
656. I regret that question.
You knew what you were doing.
What's
there.
The final one?
Ballsiest ever.
That's where we'll start the second hour. That's actually great that the Magic Hat lined up that way. Is that the ballsiest pick in Trailblazers draft history? Yong Hansen is the pick from the Blazers yesterday in the draft. Who?
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.